FBI Director James Comey has said that voter registration sites in at least a dozen states, including Arizona, were targeted by hackers. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson has broached the idea of increasing the protection for the nation's voting systems. They could potentially be put under the umbrella of critical infrastructure, which currently includes the electrical grid and the banking system, among other things. Brian Nussbaum of the University at Albany recently wrote about voting and cybersecurity for Slate, and he's with me. Brian, what's in it for the hackers who go after voting systems?
So there are a couple of potential upsides from the perspective of a hacker. In some cases, it could be the information itself, although the information is not valuable in the same way that, for example, credit card information is valuable. The value tends to be more in the ability to compromise the perception of how the system functions. And so in that sense, it's not an economic upside like it would be in a traditional retail data breach. It's not even an espionage upside like you would see in something like the OPM breach. It's really the upside for the adversary is undermining the process.
I don't know whether these hacks are relatively easy if one is devoted to doing it or whether the challenge is there. But it feels like security is relatively lax. And if so, how did we get there?
So I think the way we got there is a function of we've taken this very important function in a democracy and we have not engaged in standardization. We've not made security requirements. We've not done a number of the things that if you were running an enterprise like a company or a government agency, you might do to try and ensure cybersecurity. Additionally, we've also pushed the responsibility for both creating and operating this infrastructure, this voting infrastructure, down to levels of government that in many cases are really ill-prepared and underfunded and understaffed to undertake them. And so what you have is you have this very, very important function that we use to select leaders at the national level that is largely run by the sort of cyber equivalent to your local Department of Public Works. And that's not to be dismissive of the local governments. They're doing very good work. They're trying very hard. They simply don't have the cybersecurity expertise and the funding required to secure big systems like this.
So is this something that is going to lead to a renewed commitment to this? Are we going to have local governments asking the federal government for more financial support, for example? Is this something that Congress could bring up?
You'll certainly hear discussions about that, and we've already started to hear some of that. There was a discussion in which Secretary Johnson from the Department of Homeland Security suggested that perhaps the electoral infrastructure could be treated as critical national infrastructure, which might bring with it certain funding and other sorts of federal technical support. There have already been state and local officials, however, who have sort of bridled at the idea that the federal government would play more of a role in this. And this goes back to a broader problem that we face a lot in a system of federalism, which is we have different levels of government that have different priorities and agendas. And for many of those levels of government, particularly at the state or local level, one of the priorities is to avoid the federal government playing too big a role in shaping how they operate.
Brian, how much of any big discussion like this at its root comes down to whether our leaders want to fund the process or not, whether we make an investment in this and whether we're ready to dole out money, almost like some people who decide they're not going to have insurance because why would I pay for something I don't need yet? But then when you need it, maybe you're not ready.
So I think that's exactly right. This is fundamentally at its base a risk decision. And whether you're a government agency, whether you're a jurisdiction trying to run voting, or whether you're a company trying to think about what your cybersecurity posture is going to look like, it's fundamentally a series of choices about how bad do we think the potential downsides are for if the bad thing happens, and how much money and staff time and other resources are we willing to invest in order to try and secure these things.
Brian Nussbaum of the University at Albany. He specializes in cybersecurity and terrorism.